Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome, as always, to Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM. I'm your host, Danny Gold, and with me, as always, is my lovely co-host, Cleo Doherty.
Hello.
What is up, Cleo?
Good.
Yeah, what's going on?
I feel like I always talk about the weather first thing, but it's rainy. It just got caught in the rain, and it's honestly, I feel like it's been so rainy this whole month of July.
Yeah.
Like, but it's, where did summer go?
It's true. I mean, well, you know, it's really wild. I mean, the whole world is experiencing climate change, like, in a gnarly fashion, eh? You know, there's record heat waves, right? Germany's flooding, China's flooding. It's just so wild.
It's on fire. Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, everyone's like, oh, you know, this heat wave, this unprecedented whatever, but it's like, you know, it's very precedented. Like, you know, like, yeah.
Did you really expect nothing else at this point?
No, that's, you know, it's like, at this point, I always remember that my retirement plan is to die in the climate wars. So.
That's your retirement plan?
Well, yeah, but I don't see anything else being a viable option at this point. So, right?
Wait, is the climate wars you fighting for the environment, or like post-apocalyptic?
I think it's post-apocalyptic, like Mad Max. Okay. Yeah, yeah. In my head, it's I'm more of a, I guess, a cynic, and I, you know, unless humanity, it's not even humanity, unless the corporations and businesses of the world get their effing crap together. No, I can bleep that. I didn't really say it.
Got yourself like halfway through.
Yeah, halfway through it. If they can get, I'm very passionate about this. If they can get their stuff together, maybe we have a chance. But until that point, I'm just expecting society to collapse by the time we're 60.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's the safest bet.
Yeah, really, right?
It's like, you prepare for that. What's going to happen? Maybe, like, you're a little bit overprepared, but yeah, probably exactly. Not.
Like, I'm no doomer, but, you know, I definitely
don't
think
have
that
a shelter in your basement.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, my older brother, oh my God, it's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, total. I mean, it's funny. Like, he was on the, like, you know, we gotta stock up well before I feel like people were, you know, and he's not so far as a basement, but he's definitely like, wants our family to be prepared for when crap hits the fan.
Wow. I mean, I guess there's got it. That, like, there's got
America's
be
a wild
people.
Place. You can't.
Yeah,
America
also is.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I say it as someone who's lived here for 6 years. You can't understand it here. Like, you know, like, preparing for the entire U.S. to just start fighting itself is not something that Canada, I feel like, can imagine.
No, I feel like,
you know,
yeah, definitely not as much as
it's
America.
Just, there's really too many people. And my biggest thing for the longest time I've been saying is America needs another tier of government. Like, we go straight from governor to federal, right? That's like having it goes from, you know, premier to prime minister, right? Yeah. And so I think there needs to be like an in-between, like, of like, you know, someone who's the governor for the Western United States, you know, the Southern, like the Southeast United States, right?
Yeah.
Like, I really think the states need something like that because it's too big. There's too much like unregulated and stuff that's regulated just poorly, you know, that I think is going on in the United States, like in regards to infrastructure and just how things are run, you know, that I think there should be another middle ground.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, that makes sense.
But anyway, we're not here to talk about my future for America. We're here to talk about the history of Cleo. You ready for this? Or you wanted to ask a question before I spoiled it, right?
Oh, No, just tell me what it is, and then I'll tell you if it's what I was expecting.
Do you know the origin of pink lemonade?
No. Okay, not what I was expecting.
Oh my God. Yeah. Pink lemonade has a really funny origin.
Okay, I have no idea. No, I just learned, I feel like 2 weeks ago or something, that pink lemons even existed.
Yep. Absolutely. And fun fact,
no idea.
Pink lemons are not where pink lemonade comes from.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that it's, you know, it's a total rabbit hole I went down. There's two disputed origin stories to pink lemonade. Unfortunately, the true story was lost to time. But yeah, we have some two good ones today that I think are, one's a bit grosser than the other, but I think I think it's a pretty fun time. For those of you that don't know, CGLO is doing a special event this week called One World. It's going to be on Saturday, July 31st. So everyone should tune into that. But in honor of this event, most of our stations, most of our shows this week have been playing genres and songs and bands, you know, from outside kind of the Western world. So today you may not notice that there's a lot of, you know, missing CanCon or some new music, but it's because we chose today to kind of fill our show full of some stuff that you may not have heard before from all sorts of, from countries as far. We've got stuff from Mongolia, we got stuff from Egypt, we got stuff from Israel and Palestine, we even got an Austrian band. So it's going to be fun today. Yeah, exactly. I'm very excited to show off, especially the Mongolia band. I'm so excited to show off the Who.
They're very cool.
They're awesome. And so, yeah, so we're going to start you guys off with those two, with two songs, actually, before we get to an ad break. And then after the ad break, we're going to come back and I'm going to tell you the story about Pink Lemonade.
Pink Lemonade.
Yeah. And so first up, we got Wolf Totem by The Who, spelled H-U. And they're a band from Mongolia. They're all about throat singing and metal. And it's awesome. It's awesome. I literally love it so much. And then we got Here's the News by Rus Kaja, which this is Rus Kaja or Rus Kaja, however you want to pronounce it. I was saying this to you earlier, Cleo, but they described themselves as like an Eastern European ska band mixing elements of like Russian polka and stuff, which it's awesome. I heard this song actually on my Discover Weekly on Spotify this week.
I love that this is the type of music Spotify recommends.
Like I'm saying, like amazing. you should see what Spotify recommends me. It's pretty funny. But this was the first song and I was like, this is awesome. I'm going to play this on the radio. So yeah.
I wish we could play this stuff all the time.
Well, I know. If I had all the power. So here we go. We got Wolf Totem by The Who and Here's the News by Rus Kaja here on CGLO 1690 AM. Here on Working Title.
Thank you. evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here is the news. In this world that's becoming darker and darker, you can't trust anyone but us. It's propaganda time.
Turn off the screen, don't believe a thing they say. They tell you lies, I can see it every day. The world is sick, but it's all inside your head. Cause you'll believe what the pretty lady said. Boom, boom. Everybody drop the bomb down. Boom, boom. Are you all afraid of ground down? So if you're shaking and taking this for truth,
but you've got us. So just stay tuned. It's propaganda time.